Ah, do you like the snow? Do you ever look at our San Bernardino Mountains and see Big Bear? Well, we're going to drive to Big Bear City, which is to the east of Big Bear Lake. Yep, they're in two different parts. So it's an unincorporated town. It's in the National Forest of San Bernardino. It's 27 miles northeast of San Bernardino, immediately east of Big Bear Lake. Its population was 10,000 at the end of 2021, and it is the mostly residential with smaller houses and cabins laid out in a typical square block fashion. The average income is $64,000 a year. Poverty rate is 16%, a percent over the average of California, which is 15. Rent is only $1,100 a month in average. Median house is $257. Median age is 42. It's 69% white, 26% Hispanic, 1% African American, and less than 1% for American Indian and Asian each. 30% have high school grads, 42% some college, 17% have more than a college degree. The average earnings is $37 a year, 86% speak English, 13% Spanish. They have 1,100 veterans there, so that's quite a few. Well, it was well known by the local Indians and grizzly bears that claimed the area as their own, thus Big Bear City, in the mid-1800s. As Serrano Indians hunted and gathered food throughout the area. In 1845, Benjamin Wilson led a group of rough riding Californians through the pine forest and into the valley. Once Wilson discovered this island in the sky, it became home to trappers, hunters, and prospectors. To read more about its history, click on the link. Their motto is to sustain a high quality of life for their community members while promoting a vibrant local economy that welcomes respectful visitors in order to foster a kind and caring community of people who value and enjoy our beautiful natural environment. So, Father God, we lift up Big Bear City. We understand that they deal with the fear of fires and have had to deal with that. They deal with snow and the issues that come with that. And at present, they also are dealing with the drought that's affecting the lake, which can deter from tourism and other needs that they have. So, Father, we pray that their city council, which is under Big Bear Lake, that they will come up with creative ways to manage fire proactively. We pray for the fire departments. We pray for those that have to deal with the snow. And we pray that the lake will fill more with water. We pray for the Big Bear Lake Unified School District and all the schools that are in the area between Big Bear Lake and Big Bear City. And we pray, God, that they would stand strong in not teaching CRT and LGBTQ curriculum. A crime occurs only every 23 hours, which is not good every day, basically. The crime grade is C-, violent crime D+, property crime C, and other crime D+. The top crime issues are drug crimes, theft, burglary, vandalism, and vehicle theft. So God, we pray that these numbers will decrease. By the next time we pray for this city, that the crimes will be a lot further apart. And we pray, God, that people will find ways to give back what they've stolen, that people would find creative ways to help people reform and stay reformed because of the gospel and the transformation of Jesus and the Holy Spirit in their lives. There are 46 cases of COVID, so we pray that these people will recover. There is a church that's called Jah, if I'm pronouncing it correctly, Healing Church. They offer cannabis in their service, so we pray, God, that the people there would come to know you as Lord and Savior and would not use that in their service, that Jesus would be the center of it. We lift up all the churches that we could find: United Methodist, Big Bear Foursquare, St. Columbia's Episcopal, Spirit of Peace Lutheran Church, The Journey Church, Big Bear Valley Seventh-day Adventist, Cornerstone Christian Fellowship, and the Evergreen Baptist Church. We thank you for all these churches. We thank you for the pastors that lead them. We pray that you would anoint them, fill them with your spirit afresh, help them to preach the word with boldness, and that they wouldn't hold back. They would preach about repentance and the need to obey that which you call us to, that we need to live holy lives, that we need to let go of those things in our lives, that the kingdom of heaven is here, as Jesus said, and that we need to repent and turn to him and turn away from the things that are holding us back from enjoying the life that God came to give us, a life that's full of abundance and freedom and deliverance. God, we pray for people who are facing issues with drugs, addictions, abuse, anything of that nature. God, we pray that people would rise up within the churches and outside and start recovery groups to help them maintain a cleanness from those areas and know how to be healthy, fruitful people. We pray for such transformed lives that it would bring a revival. We pray for those that are older, that are feeling useless and like their time is up. God, we pray that you would awaken them. I pray, God, for winds of your spirit to come from every area and raise up these dry bones and make them into an army. We pray for intercessors to arise and claim this city for Jesus, for people to walk the neighborhood or drive it and do neighborhood prayer watches, prayer walks, prayer drives, and that, God, we would see Big Bear City changed by the power of the Lord. In Jesus' name.